at GCN.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control toll-free, the live Saturday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern, as we are six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 till 10 Eastern time. If you're just listening to us on this Saturday show and you've never heard us on your local radio station during the week, well, that could change if you put out a little bit of effort. Just simply call up your local talk station that's carrying us on Saturday nights and say, hey, I really like that Free Talk Live show you got on Saturday nights. Maybe you should consider putting it on all 5 days a week during the week. Put it on for all six nights.
It's very important to program directors when they get calls from listeners and general managers. Those people care because they want you to listen.
Exactly. And if you're going somewhere else to listen to something else, they don't like that.
And they know every call they get is like 1,000 people that have that same feeling.
Indeed. So that's a way to get more Free Talk Live in your local area. Of course, in the meantime, you can always go online at freetalklive.com and take advantage of all the good stuff that we got there, including the bulletin board system, the archives. PBS, by the way, has over 37,000 posts for you to surf around through, and over 700 people, actually nearing the 750 mark. It's just a few days ago, we were at 700. It's just amazing. The bulletin board system, of course, it's free, like everything else is, at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live's brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, just give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So, as always, you can call in and bring up whatever's on your mind. Or you can sit back and listen because we got stuff we want to talk about. Now, what's going on with Kansas City?
Well, it appears as though the Royals, which is a baseball team, I know you're not much of a sports guy.
I've heard of them.
The Kansas City Royals.
Are they a good baseball team?
I don't know a lot about baseball, but I would say that they historically they haven't been real good.
Okay. Not that that's going to affect how I feel about this coming upcoming story, though.
Well, we have the Tampa Bay Devil Rays
down here.
So if you want to know bad baseball, we got it here in Tampa Bay.
I know. I used to run the Devil Rays games down here where we're at.
Yeah.
And
on the radio station.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. It was bad.
So anyway, let me read this article. Apparently, the Royals want $2 million to stay in Kansas City.
$2 million?
$200 million.
$200 million.
Jeez.
There's a big difference there.
Yeah, there's a couple of zeros.
Okay.
Kansas City Royals owner David Glass wants Jackson County to spend about $200 million for upgrades to Kauffman Stadium as part of an overhaul of the Truman Sports Complex that also includes...
Wait a minute. Who did he want to spend the $200 million?
The county.
His investors?
No. It's not the people that own the Royals. It's the community at large.
Everybody. Even people that don't go to baseball games.
Absolutely. People that hate baseball. People that think that baseball is from the devil.
And he wants $200 million.
Yep.
That's amazing.
That's a lot of jack.
That's a lot.
Oddly, the Chiefs...
Not that I'd be for it if it was $2 million, because I'd be against that as well.
If it was two, you'd be against it.
Exactly.
Now, are you familiar with the Kansas City Chiefs, the football team?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Okay, good. I'm glad you know all these things. The Kansas City Chiefs owner, Lamar Hunt, also wants extensive renovations on the sports complex. That's the same one that they're both the Royals and the Chiefs are at the same place.
Too bad his first name's not Mike.
Too bad. His renovations are going to be $312 million for fixing up and expanding Arrowhead Stadium. The two teams are scheduled to begin lease negotiations with the county. That's the county government that everybody has to pay their property taxes to in order to keep these folks here, as the case may be.
So they're leasing the stadiums? Or they're leasing the land that the stadiums are on?
They're probably leasing all of it.
Huh.
Yeah, they're leasing the stadiums.
Okay.
So the county is the leaseholder, and, they have built the Arrowhead complex.
Got it.
And so the Royals and the Chiefs have
to. So they're threatening to leave, basically, if they don't get this money. Is that right?
Yep. The county officials are going to weigh whether or not to put the stadium tax on an April ballot. So the good folks of Kansas City will have a democratic referendum to decide whether or not.
Here's a perfect example of how democracy really stinks.
Mm-hmm.
Because... I don't know which way it's going to go, but there's a chance it's going to go towards, go ahead, pay the $300 million so the Chiefs can stay around. And that means that if 51% say that, then the other 49% that didn't want their money going to a private sports organization,
it's a company,
they're going to be forced to be subsidizing sports, professional sports. Now, whether you like sports or not, you should be against this idea. The idea of taxpayer-funded sports stadiums.
As I pointed out earlier, you know, there's a lot of different people in this great country of ours, and probably in the great county that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably one person in that county that believes, that owns a home and believes that, in fact, football and baseball were put on the planet by the devil. You know, they're evil. So this is the same as requiring people to pay for, say, abortions.
Yeah.
It really is. If
They will claim the people that support this kind of corporate welfare. That's what it is. The people that support this garbage, they'll make claims like, well, it's good for tourism.
And
they couldn't claim that about abortion.
What does tourism do particularly for my house?
I mean, no, I don't know.
Nothing. It does nothing to raise the value of my home.
Right.
It does.
But it's good for the businesses around the stadium.
It may. But what if I'm in a business that doesn't have anything to do with tourism?
Well, you're around the stadium, whether you're selling wedding dresses, you're benefiting from the extra people coming there.
That's great. Lots of businesses benefit everyone in their general vicinity. For instance, there's always these anchor stores in malls.
Right.
Well,
the Sears.
Absolutely.
The JCPenney.
Now, do the other, do the people around a mall have to pay for an anchor store to be there so that it's good for the businesses that are in that general vicinity?
That's a great point, man. Which, yeah, does Sears come into the mall and...
Sears is a bad choice, by the way. Target is a better choice.
Isn't Sears an anchor store in a lot of malls around the country?
It would be in like a covered mall, probably, but Sears isn't the company it used to be.
When you say mall, that's what I think of. Mall, what you're talking about, strip malls.
Strip malls, I was using in my mind strip malls, but Sears,
you're talking about commercial,
might be an anchor store, but people don't buy at Sears like they used to. Sears is more
that's
of a
true.
Bank now. Discover Card is a bigger company than Sears Roebuck. You know, they've stopped their catalog sales, the whole thing.
Yeah, I understand that. But nonetheless, it is an anchor store at the mall. It's one of the big stores
right
there. So that's what I had in mind, but you're talking about Target, Kmart, Walmart.
Doesn't really matter what the example is.
Well, yeah, it's still a great analogy because, do they get to go to the rest of the Chinese restaurant and the Pizza Hut that's also in the strip mall and say, well, we were thinking about opening our store here in this strip mall, but unless we can get a stipend from you... I think we're going to go across the street.
Well, that would be fair.
They could.
The thing is that maybe
it's voluntary.
Target could negotiate a lease with the strip mall owner to get a lower per square footage lease than, the stores
and they generally
the periphery stores.
They
I'm sure
do.
They do. But the fact is, it's not the businesses around the Kansas City Stadium, Arrowhead Stadium here, that we're talking about. It's the homeowners.
Mm.
Because it's the counties that's going to be taxing, whether it's a sales tax or whether it's a property tax. It's the people in the county that have to pay, not
that's
the
right.
businesses. It would be one thing if you went around to the local hamburger stands and the places that sold Kansas City Chiefs goods and said, hey, we need $200 million for upgrades here.
And I don't care how many hamburger stands you go to or how many businesses there are around in the area, there's no way you could get them to pony up $300 million.
It's not going to happen, no.
Look,
the only way you're going to get that kind of money is taxation.
These big dogs that run these stadiums, these Major League Baseball team owners, they aren't exactly scraping around for funds.
Okay? No.
I don't think that they are having a tough time with their bank accounts to where they need this. They're used to it. They're the biggest welfare queens that I can think of.
Yeah, they and are.
They're used to being worshipped. They're used to having the governments of the areas that they're in just lavish taxpayer dollars all over them.
Oh, thank you so much for coming to our city.
And it's just disgusting. And it's highway robbery. And nobody should be paying these taxes. And if Kansas City votes this in, it is just a sad, sad day. And if... this bothers me so much, man, which if you've got comments, 800-259-9231, why do these stadium owners deserve your tax dollars? Does anybody agree with this? Anybody besides the bureaucrats and the stadium owners? Please, call us up, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. I don't think we're on in Kansas City this hour.
Oh, really?
One of our affiliates, our biggest affiliates, is in Kansas City, Missouri, which, of course, is what we're talking about. We've been talking about the Chiefs and the who? What's the other team?
The Royals.
Chiefs and the Royals. They want about approximately a half a billion taxpayer dollars, or else they're threatening to pull their teams out of the city. And we couldn't bring this up last hour because we had Mark Emery, and that's that. So, unfortunately, most of our Kansas City audience is probably missing out on this.
Well, perhaps we should have. Perhaps we should have held it until.
Well, anyway,
what are you going to do?
So it's a bad thing, corporate welfare, and still, regardless of that, if there's some rabid sports fanatic that supports this crazy corporate welfare, mm-hmm. we'd love to hear from you. I mean, please, just explain to me.
It doesn't have to be the Kansas City Chiefs and the Royals.
It could be whatever.
All the sports teams do this.
Is it all of them? Is there an exception?
There's got to be an exception somewhere, but...
If we could find out the exception as far as which professional sports team in the Major League Baseball / NFL categories doesn't take any taxpayer funds, they deserve to be pointed out. So if one of our sports fan listeners could point that out to us, I'd be obliged. 800-259-9231.
Any of them.
I would give them a round of applause if there was. That'd be fantastic. They would be the most libertarian of sports teams.
Damn generous of you, Ian.
Let's go to the phones. To the fun. Let's talk to Dan in Alabama. You can, of course, call in about anything. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was calling in to talk about a story that kind of ties in with the whole cops trying to get ladies to flash in exchange for things.
Yeah.
Basically, this story comes from my sister. She and my brother-in-law are really into motorsports and racing and that type of thing.
Okay.
And every year they go to these super bike races that are in Kentucky. And this is the type of thing that lasts for a whole weekend, and people camp out.
I gotcha. You
know, party all night, kind of a festival-type atmosphere.
Right.
So there are police that patrol the camping area.
Right.
And these cops do some things that are good and bad. But one thing that the cops do is they pretty much let people do what they want, as long as they're not hurting each other.
That's because they're outnumbered, by the way.
and as long as they're not trying to get in their cars and drive around, messed up.
I've been to these events before, and that's exactly how the cops behaved at the ones I've been to.
My experience was that they do get in their vehicles and drive around the campgrounds messed up, but just real slow in a sort of a cruising line.
Well, these cops, in fact, will go around and take orders and go to the liquor stores for the people.
Oh, now that's really serving your clients.
They have pictures of a cop car just loaded down with their trunk full of alcohol.
Really wow.
Funny. But the other thing that these cops do is a burnout, where a car will hold its brake and spin its rear tires until they smoke.
And they squeal
They do this in exchange for girls flashing.
Ah, really?
And I have pictures of cop cars with smoke just roiling off of the rear tires.
Uh-huh. So it's nobody's ever said cops weren't perverts. That sounds fair to me. I mean, they're not using coercive authority on them.
Oh, yes, they are. Now, the fact is, those tires are paid for by tax-paying dollars, and the taxpayers have to pay for those tires, and those cops are out there smoking them in exchange for seeing some boobs, and that is not cool.
So we're paying for them to see breasts, then, basically. I see that.
Basically.
Well, interesting,
anyway,
Dan.
That story.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate it. Thanks for the call, man.
Weird and funny.
800-259-9231. Those events are always so interesting. The one that I was referring to happens here in the Tampa Bay area. They call it livestock.
That's not a race.
It's not a race, but it's a similar event. I mean, they all have they've got the area where the camping area where people come in, they stay the whole weekend, and they get in this huge line in order to actually get into the park as early as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll open the park on, for instance, a Friday morning, but people will be there Thursday during the day, getting in line, waiting for Friday morning to where they will actually open the gates of the park.
They really want to get in there.
Yeah, it's just an amazing... It's something you really just have to experience if you've never done anything like this. Even the sitting in the line... Just these cars for miles lined up trying to get into this park. It's fascinating because people are getting out of their cars, walking around. People are just getting, we're talking about wasted.
Oh, yeah. Wasted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I've gone to Sebring, which is the 12 hours of Sebring race. This is not a NASCAR race. They turn both directions on this track.
Okay.
And this is, Porsches and Corvettes, and they have some other specialty cars, closed wheel, modified kind of thing. And It's phenomenal. It's a full week of this. Wow. And I can't imagine how these people's livers can handle it. But it looks to me, I can't imagine the amount of beer that is consumed at this particular festival.
Yeah, and they sell out of cigarettes and stuff at livestock. I mean, it starts going dry after just 2 or 3 days. A whole week is amazing.
I imagine they try to stock up as much as they can ahead of time, you know?
Yeah.
Bring a cigarette truck in here.
We're talking about $5 packs when they're normally $3.
Right? Sure.
So they not only do they stock up, but they also mark them up heavy duty. It's amazing to me.
It is. People bring campers and motorhomes to these events, and it's phenomenal.
Drugs are sold openly.
What I couldn't believe was the what looked to be like 14 to 16 year olds showing their boobs to this, you know, on, you know, conveyor belts of like cruising pickup trucks. They just show their, you know, it's just like a line of them just blah 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 blah. I had brought my fiance at the time to this event, and people were just it was crazy how many people asked her to show them her breasts.
Oh really?
Oh yeah, they just openly ask. That's the deal.
Did she?
No, she did not oblige. She's not the sort.
Oh, well. What do you think it would take to get her to oblige?
I would probably, you know, money, jewelry, that kind of thing.
Everybody's got their price.
Everybody's got a price.
And did anybody ask you?
She, to show my boobs?
Yeah, to show your stuff.
They don't want to see that.
None of that going on there.
No
hanky panky.
No. The girls are probably a little more controlled.
Yeah, that goes on. It doesn't go on to the same extent that it does at what you're describing at the livestock that I went to, which is more of it's a concert event. There's no area for vehicles to drive around in the campground area.
Right.
So it's just people on foot. But the same thing goes on. There are hecklers, basically, on the sides of the paths that will just call out to the women that are walking by and just say, hey, we'll give you some beer if you show us your breasts.
Whoopee,
that kind of thing.
Beer.
So they try to make trade deals with the women. And then, of course, there's people all over the place with cameras whose sole purpose it is to go around and try to photograph as many pairs of breasts as possible.
Yeah. It's like they got married and they're just never going to see another pair, apparently.
I don't personally understand the excitement.
Sheer desperation to see breasts.
Yeah, haven't you ever seen them before? They're not going to change. You know, we're not going to evolve away from breasts anytime soon. a pair of breasts is a pair of breasts is a pair of breasts, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't know. I've seen betters and worse.
Obviously, but they all have similar traits. Wouldn't you agree?
That much is true.
All right. 800-259-9231. Enough of that. If you've got crazy concert stories, you're welcome to share them, though. And I got to agree with Dan about the behavior of the police. They deserve a lot of respect for being as respectful as they are, because they'll allow things that they would never allow in public at some of these events. I mean, people, like I was saying, literally going around selling drugs openly. Now, they'll probably be talked to by the cops, but for the most part, the cops know this stuff is going on, and they let it go on. Why is that? Maybe majority really does rule in events like that, because they're afraid. Maybe you think the cops are afraid of bothering somebody? I don't know. More coming up. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, you can take control and bring us whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the archives there. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website.
Free, free, free.
It's that simple. There's no logging in. There's no hassles, no membership fees or anything like that. It's right there. 6 days worth of the show. In fact, we go back even farther than that. For months, if you would go to the right place, just scroll down past it.
There's no other radio show that's going to do that for you.
No doubt about it. FreeTalkLive.com. You know, as always, Manwich, we never have enough time on this show.
Never.
We never have enough time. I mean, we come in here with oodles of prep. And sometimes not oodles, but we always have something we want to talk about. And then your calls come in, you talk about what you want to talk about, because that's the point of the show. It is your show, political or personal, 1-800-259-9231. We always want to get to as much as possible, and we never get a chance to get to it all. So we'll just have to pick and choose, as always. I wanted to get to this email, though, from Richard, even though we got some interesting stuff from Cindy Sheehan, the anti-war protester.
Yeah.
I got an interesting article from her. But I wanted to share this with you from Richard on your position on private roads, man, which I thought he just did a great job of tearing you to shreds. He says, guys, on Wednesday's show, Ian referenced a case where a homeowners association was voluntarily accepting contributions from community members to maintain a road privately. Manwich wanted to know how a person could be expected to obey any rules in such an arrangement. But the question involves some misunderstandings. Restating the tired and paranoid arguments of typical statists everywhere, Manwich suggested that a person might drive much faster than the rules of the road allow under a private system, possibly endangering the other community members. But this is an appeal to fear that discourages us from examining whether the current system sufficiently discourages noncompliance. He neglects to address the reality that public or unowned properties get abused far more often, and far worse by more users than private or owned properties. Wouldn't you agree with that, Manwich?
I don't see why that. Are you talking about with vehicles?
Just public property versus private property. Look at the difference between a public park and a private park, for instance.
I would say that a public property probably gets abused more.
Thank you. The proof is in the way public facilities are maintained versus private ones. If you ever want to know what I mean when I say that, between a public park and a private park, go to the bathroom. And that will show you everything that you need to know.
It's the whole deal, huh?
Yeah. I mean, public bathrooms at parks.
Yuck.
So scary. It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
I would never consider. And I'm not one of the prudish people who has a problem with public restrooms. Some people, like my fiance, are freaked out by going to any public restroom. That doesn't bother me. But I have been bothered by government bathrooms. They're just disgusting. They're rancid. And, in fact, not only that, they're really expensive. In John Stossel's excellent book, which the title is eluding me, right? Give me a break, the name of the book. He actually shows a photograph of an outhouse that the government had built on one of its parks.
Outhouse?
An outhouse. That's what they call it. It's an outhouse. It has no running water.
Hmm.
It's a hole and something you sit on and you go to the bathroom through.
I see.
Okay? Like a big porta potty, but permanent. Okay.
$300,000. $300,000 outhouse?
Yeah.
They can't put plumbing in? $300,000 outhouse?
$300,000.
Wow.
For an outhouse.
That's nuts.
It's a pretty looking outhouse, no doubt about it. It's a very large, pretty outhouse. But the price remains the same.
God.
And that's what happens when the government.
What was this
all the bathrooms
spent on?
The outhouse.
Well, how?
And whoever got the sweetheart deal to build it.
I see.
Yeah. The real question, the deeper and more meaningful question, is this, Manwich. Under what sort of system can we expect to see more compliance with the rules of use for any particular piece of property? Under a system of voluntary contracts or under a system of violent coercion? Manwich's assumption is that we cannot expect a voluntary system to produce compliance. One can't fathom a libertarian wishing to advance such a case. Is it still your position, Manwich, that private roads don't work quite as well or wouldn't work quite as well as government roads?
I think my position has remained pretty steadfast all the way through here.
Okay.
It's that that roads is almost the first thing that everybody talks to me about when I talk to them about libertarianism.
Right.
And it's a real sticking point for them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine the world without government-run roads.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the best way to circumvent that whole argument is simply tell them the Department of Transportation would be supported, would be solely responsible for maintaining the roads, and they would be supported solely by a gasoline tax. Therefore, the people that use more of the road more often pay more taxes on the road. People that never use the road never have to pay for it.
Sure.
Now, this isn't true for people that mow their lawn with gasoline, but it's not a perfect system. It's just very close.
I understand that. And in regards to communicating libertarianism to new people, I agree that roads is certainly not something that you want to get into on your first conversation. So I'm in agreement with you there, Manwich. But in regards to principles, in regards to the way it should be, you do agree that private people should be able to have their own roads.
Right? I believe that alongside this government-run Department of Transportation, which is going to be violent and inefficient, in my particular libertopia, it will be violent and inefficient, because that's what governments are.
Right.
People would be allowed to build their own roads if they wanted to. They would be allowed to pay for those roads in any manner they wanted to.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure right now that it's illegal in every city, state, and everywhere that not to have private roads. And
I don't think it's necessarily illegal. It may be, for all I know. I've never tried to go and build my own road anywhere. But I don't think it's necessarily that it's illegal. It's just that it's difficult. You know, for instance, a downtown area, downtown here in the Tampa Bay area where we're at, there's a downtown association, and they make decisions for a lot of things that go on downtown, the kinds of plants that they have lining the roads, for instance. However, I don't think that if the downtown association went to the city government and said, hey, we'd like to buy these roads from you. Can we buy these roads? I'm pretty sure the city government's going to say,
No. Sorry, we thought about it. We gave it deliberation, and no.
Yeah. So basically, the city has a semi-monopoly on roads. They have a monopoly on public roads. You can still buy a huge plot of land, build a neighborhood development, and build your own roads in there. That goes on all the time, all across the country, and those roads are very well maintained. At least the ones that I've ridden on have been. And so it's certainly possible to have private roads as long as you own all the property. It's where this public property comes into play, this communist-owned kind of community property comes into play, that we have trouble. So, if we had more private property, I think you'd see more private roads. If we had property rights, I think you'd see more private roads. And now these days, with the Supreme Court decision, we've discovered we don't really even have property rights at all.
Like I said, I have no problem with private roads.
Right. Okay.
If you want to build a private road from New York to Los Angeles, fine and dandy as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
I just think that since libertarianism, believe it or not, is in its incipience. I mean, we're just barely getting out there.
Sure.
And I don't think we should convolute the message with, let's turn all the roads over to private individuals.
I agree with you that, again, as far as if you're trying to recruit somebody to liberty, it's not a good leading issue, no doubt about it. But
that's sort of what the show is. I mean, the show is training wheels for...
This show is an introduction to... It is definitely an introduction to liberty, but it's also a crash course because it's Free Talk Live and anybody can call in about anything. You know, if you want to call in and talk about the minimum wage, we're going to tell you, I'm going to tell you, the minimum wage needs to be abolished. And there are just, I think there are probably just as many people out there that would be shocked by hearing that, as there are there that would be shocked by hearing the idea that there should be private roads.
I think that you could explain the economics of
it depends on who's listening. Really, some people would never even be able to listen to the economics of it because they'd be so incensed by the idea that I would want to exploit people by getting rid of the minimum wage. So I don't think you could be too concerned over what your reception is going to be. I think what's important is to get the message out there, and that's what Free Talk Live does. We're trying to find people that already think like us. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Longs, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free. Anything goes, the Saturday night edition. We're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manowich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. In fact, we've got two submissions for the Shrine for this weekend.
So really?
At some point, we're going to be adding a couple of new ladies to the Shrine. And, of course, if you're on our updates list, you'll be the first to know because we'll send you an email. And if you want to get on the updates list, just go to updates.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about the
road.
That's
not the only thing that comes out the updates list.
Oh, no. Everything in regards to updating you about what's going on with Free Talk Live. So the Free Talk Live news, if you will.
Yes.
So we were talking about roads, and you hate it, which of course is why I bring it up more often than not.
Love to talk about it for that very reason.
And I think it's important to clarify what we're doing on Free Talk Live. I think Free Talk Live is, it's sort of like a, somebody asked me if this was a business recently, or someone suggested that Free Talk Live was a business, and I don't consider it that. Personally, I consider it a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that we do. We actually don't really even get paid for it because we turn everything that we get for the show right back around and reinvesting it into advertising and equipment and that sort of thing.
There's a lot of money that comes into the business of Free Talk Live.
Some money.
I mean, not a whole bunches or anything, but all of it gets turned right back around into advertising at this point.
So it's kind of like a radio show, and it's also sort of an outreach project. But it's an outreach project because it's run by me. It's got the, you know, the hallmarks of Ian's brand of outreach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have done so much political outreach in the past 5 or 6 years. I've been out at the gun shows. I've been at the gay and lesbian pride fests. I've been at the county fairs. I mean, I've done a wide range of events. I've seen a wide range of individuals. I've even done them out and done outreach events out in front of the post office, for instance. People are pretty good about being able to make up their minds about issues. And I think that if you provide them with honest information, or as honest as you can be, that they'll be able to make up their, you know, make their own choices. We have people who are labeling our listeners, excuse me, they're labeling them as followers, basically.
Oh, I don't know.
Labeling them as minions.
I don't think they're really disciples of liberty.
No. They're not minions of Free Talk Live either. They're individuals that make their own decisions. They probably agree with me on some things and agree with Manwich on some things, or they have their own set of values and their own, you know, their own list of criteria that they judge each issue by. So I don't necessarily think that that we're out here trying to create minions. What I'm trying to do, or what we're trying to do, is get the message of freedom and liberty out there. And I don't pacify that message. You know, I don't reduce its intensity because I'm looking to appeal to a wide amount of people. What I'm looking to do with my outreach, Manwich, is to find the people that are already like 1 foot in the camp. Do you know what I mean? 1 foot in the liberty camp, and maybe we can bring them all the way in. I don't expect that we're going to have a dramatic effect on the socialists of the world.
Probably not.
And we can tell because we've had a few of them call the show, and they don't tend to really move in our direction over time at all. And that's their business, and I respect that. But that's not what I'm here for. I don't delude myself into thinking for a moment that I have a chance of converting somebody who is a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat or Republican. I just don't. I don't delude myself with
that. Well, most of the population, at least that listens to talk radio, are neither Democratic.
That's right.
Republican.
That's an interesting point. That's one of the ways we actually advertise our show to the industry. Is that according to Talkers Magazine, 62% of talk radio listeners do not consider themselves Democrats or Republicans. That's a significant majority, 62%. Mm-hmm. So we're doing the show for them. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that 62% consider themselves libertarians. We're just saying they don't consider themselves one of the two party.
Mm-hmm.
And nor is this a Libertarian Party outreach thing at all. We don't have the Libertarian Party behind this show.
No, we don't.
We can't even get them to come on the show.
No.
I mean, I like the Libertarian Party. As far as political parties go, they're the best choice.
You're a life member of the Libertarian Party.
That's right. But, political parties are not the same as the Libertarian. The political Libertarian Party is not the same as the pro-liberty movement at all. It's just one arm of it,
basically.
I'd like to have those guys come on this show, but they apparently don't want to. So we'll leave that
where... They don't
want
to follow your rules.
We'll leave that lay where it is. 800-259-9231.
Are you going to finish this email?
Sure. It's from Richard. He's talking about private roads, and he's talking about compliance, because he's addressing one of your concerns. One of your concerns was, well, what if somebody wants to go crazy and speed on these private roads? Well, he's asking the question, is it voluntary contracts or violent coercion that's best for getting along, as far as people complying with the rules of use? No, are you, when you're on somebody else's property, you're agreeing to behave by a certain set of rules. And if you don't behave by their rules, they have the right to kick you off their property.
Sure.
So that would be in effect on a private road. Whereas on a government road, well, if there happens to be a cop around, people tend to follow the rules. That's about it. He says there will never be a system of universal compliance.
I don't know if that's true, but I think people follow the rules because the rules are reasonable.
Most people speed. So therefore, most people break the rules.
Not in, neighborhood communities so much.
Well, that's different. I'm talking about the public roads, necessarily. Anyway, he says, we all must concede that laws will be broken from time to time under any system.
Oh, yeah.
But such a reality can lead to distractions and confusions when discussing free market solutions. Let's not lose sight of the most important question regarding all of this. which is, from which system can we generally expect more compliance than the other? If we frame the question in this way, it becomes clear that any system which leads to better compliance would be a superior one, even if it wasn't perfect in the sense that there was still the occasional lawbreaker. It should be also become clear the existence of private property tends to foster a sense of responsibility in those who benefit from its protection. Private ownership also produces strong incentives to protect that property from violations of its use. Therefore, privatization, in the pure sense of the term outlined here, is the key to improved compliance, leading to improved safety, on average, for more people in the future. Thank you, Richard. More coming back. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This granola mix just about killed my voice that last
thing. It's good granola mix, though.
Yeah. All right. We're talking to you about whatever's on your mind. If you make the call, 800-259-9231, the live Saturday night edition. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you everything. The bulletin board system, archives, China female listeners, the updates, live streaming. It's all on the house. It's always been free. It will continue to be free. But we're asking you to help support the show on a totally voluntary basis. We call it AMP. Advertise, market, and promote. That's what it stands for. And all we're asking for is $3 a month.
And that $3 goes to support the advertising, marketing, and promotion of Free Talk Live, not into Ian and Manwich's pockets.
Unfortunately.
Like, I could use a couple of bucks here, just right. Get a cheeseburger on the way home. But really, it's about spreading the show.
Right.
And in exchange for that, if you want to help us, we're going to help you. The thing that talk radio listeners want the most from their talk radio
It's talk radio.
Yeah, talk radio. Fewer commercials.
That's right.
And we will eliminate 25% of our commercials once we reach our goal.
Actually, to be more precise, 25% of our commercial time will be cut back.
Okay.
Because we could. I mean, if you wanted to be really mean, man, which... Yeah, exactly. Anyway. So, amp the show, amp.freetalklive.com is a place to learn more about that. And there's some added benefits as well. We're going to be building in some more incentives and fun stuff like that. But check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free, 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Got another email here from Andrea, since we're kind of short on time. It's semi-short. She says, I've been doing some reading and thinking lately, and one question has been bouncing around in the back of my mind. That question is war ever legitimate? Or more specifically, has the U.S. ever been involved in a war that was legitimate? By legitimate, I mean that one that was defensive, following a principle of non-initiation of force. She says, the only war I can think of that the U.S. has been involved in that might have been legitimate is the War for Independence. But I'm not a history buff, so I can't answer the needed questions to see if I can prove it to be legitimate. Those questions would be, did we intentionally provoke Britain to attack us?
I suspect that we, you know, the fact is we
protested.
What do you
mean by provoke? Provoke, right? I mean, is it provoking them to refuse to pay their crazy taxes? Maybe, if you want to label that provoking.
Mm-hmm.
She says also, was there any other method available to us outside of war? I think that we tried the methods outside of war first. That was the provoking part, where we refused to pay their taxes and were very vocal about it, and then they started killing people and confiscating weapons.
Well, there had never been a case where a colony had been set free and independent of its home country before that. I think that the only way we could have done it is with weapons. For instance, Gandhi had the advantage of people at colonies actually having been free prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
People had a template. They knew that could work. Whereas with the American Revolution... It was the first time.
Right.
And the only way you're going to do that is by killing some redcoats.
But we didn't start... I don't think... Now, I'm not a historical expert either, so if you want to clarify, 800-259-9231 or...
Somebody out there knows more than we do.
Absolutely. Or shoot us an email. But from the impression that I've gotten of what I've learned, you know, we didn't necessarily go and just start killing British people and say, get out of here.
No.
We said, you know, we declared our independence, we wanted to be free, and they said, we want our taxes, we're going to kill you. Let's confiscate your guns. That's, I think, when things started getting serious.
But the rest of the wars, not so much.
Yeah, they're totally invalid. Hey, we're going to be back here Monday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And in the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget amp.freetalklive.com. Have a great night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...